One extremely powerful tool we wanted to share is called conscious creation for receiving guidance. For the most part, society trains us that in order to achieve what we want in our lives, we have to engage in a sequence of actions, a process that will yield that result. Therefore, it can be easy to think that if you want to have a certain result, you have to engage in the process of forcing things to go a certain way to get there. For example, let's say you want to meet the man of your dreams. Most people would tell you that the best way to do that is to get out there and meet people, online date, or have your friends set you up. So you think the way to meet the man of your dreams is to do those things. Or if you want to make a lot of money, you have to work really hard and make a lot of sacrifices in other areas of your life. Now, this isn't necessarily wrong because that's the process through which things can happen for you. But the result which we want is not created directly by doing those things. That may seem strange, but it's actually not. I'm sure you know a lot of people who work very hard but don't make or have a lot of money. Or people who put a lot of effort into finding a great relationship and they haven't had much success in that area. So the prime source, the provisional causation of you getting the relationship of your dreams or the success or happiness you desire is not all of those actions and steps you take in and of themselves. Rather, it's your consciousness. It's a choice you make. Your consciousness makes a choice and then decides, I choose to have the relationship of my dreams, or I choose to be successful. Then you respond and take action. One of the steps you may take is to put up a profile on an online dating site. If you've made that choice, if your consciousness has chosen the experience of having a great relationship, you'll then start dating, and then dating is the mechanism or vehicle through which that man will show up in your life. But dating itself is not the original cause. The cause of it, the original thing that puts this whole process into motion, is a choice by your consciousness. If you don't make that proper choice in consciousness, you can get very hung up on trying to manipulate and control the circumstances and mechanisms through which the right man will find you in order to force a certain result. In this case, if you hadn't made the choice to have lots of love in your life or lots of money and happiness and adventure in your life, no matter what actions you took, you wouldn't succeed no matter how hard you tried. The universe wouldn't work with you, and no matter what you did, you wouldn't be able to have the relationship of your dreams or whatever it is you desire. Or you might be able to have it for a short time, but it wouldn't last. Why? Because the ego, the part of us that controls and manipulates certain circumstances and events in our external world, can't force a certain result. The ego can only think it can. So society trains us that we have to go and manipulate external realities. By that logic, we'd have to go on a lot of dates and manipulate the way a man sees us and force things to happen a certain way in order to get the result we want. Or we'd have to work really hard and push or force things to go the way that we want them to go in business in order to attract a lot of money. That isn't actually how it works. In fact, it's just the opposite. For example, when it comes to the process of finding the man of your dreams, you make a choice, and in that moment, that love is guaranteed to you, or the success or happiness you desire is guaranteed to you. You're automatically worthy of it. You then respond by taking action in the world. And then through circumstances and means that may be beyond your ability to understand in that moment, the right man will show up in your life and come towards you, or the right opportunities will show up. The universe is much smarter than us and much more powerful than us. If we haven't made that proper choice in consciousness, things usually won't work out the way we hope they would. At the same time, you do need to respond to what your intuition is telling you, but you have to do so without attachment to the result. If you think your life has to go a certain way, such as needing to be married by a certain age or needing to make a certain amount of money by a certain date, that creates an attachment to the result, and it shuts down your ability to create success. It creates a huge amount of urgency, which makes you less attractive and pushes masculine energy men away, or actually blocks money and success from coming towards you easily. What you want to do instead is work towards living fully in the moment. Go on as many dates as possible. Yes, not to strategically try to find your perfect man, but to practice fully being in the moment and being completely without attachment to the outcome or the result. If you can do that, you're surrendering control. You're doing your part. You're making a choice. You're responding. But you're not trying to overly control or manipulate events and circumstances in your love life. If you can do that, there will be twists and turns that will surprise and amaze you, and wonderful things will start to happen. Here's an analogy that demonstrates this. Let's say you want to have a pizza delivered to your home. We all know that the way to do that is to call a local pizza place and make an order, and then someone drives to your house and delivers it to you. Now, what's the original causation? What's the true cause of you getting that pizza? It's the phone call, and the mechanism by which the pizza is delivered to your home is the person in the car who drives it over to you. If you confuse those two things, you're going to have a very hard time getting the pizza. If you mistakenly assume that the original cause of the pizza coming to your home is because someone in a car drives it to you, then instead of calling the pizza place when you're hungry, you're probably going to go out in your neighborhood and walk around until you see someone in a pizza delivery car. Then you're going to try to flag him down and get his attention, and perhaps bribe him or threaten him or otherwise try to convince him to give you the pizza. Now, that seems ridiculous, right? That wouldn't work because we know that the original cause, the way you get that pizza delivered, is by calling the pizza place. But the way we've been trained to live our lives is exactly like trying to run around and flag down a pizza delivery guy when we're hungry. That's trying to control the circumstances through which it manifests rather than addressing the original cause. In your past, you may have tried to flag a man down and make him feel attracted to you and love you. And if you've ever tried that, you know it doesn't work. When it comes to attracting love and everything else in our lives, the original cause is our consciousness. It's our interaction with the universe according to our belief systems. So if we're able to make that proper choice, if we have a clear intention and we've released our attachment to the result, our consciousness will choose that experience, and the universe will bring it to us through whatever means that makes the most sense. Society trains us to do just the opposite. It tells us that we have to manipulate and influence and control the means through which love and other good things show up in our lives. As you've probably experienced, trying to make something happen in your love life will only make you miserable and shut down your ability to attract what you really want. If you're new to this, don't be surprised if you find it a little confusing at first. This is very advanced and very subtle, but it's important to recognize because it's extremely powerful. If you have belief systems that tell you that you have to be attached to some sort of result or manipulate and control circumstances in order to get what you want, or that it's not safe to fully feel or be in the moment, you're going to have a more difficult time with this. But if you can start applying these principles, you'll start to see some incredible things start to happen in your life. So instead of trying to do things and make things happen, we are going to focus on receiving.